captains. What is it out there that could freeze you now, draw a sweaty film on your palms and bug your eyes? Only the living, by God, the living, unmet, unfathomed to a man, where the inky hills are in their old proportions and hissing ridges of the water loom between the shores. Who is out there? No one that you know, captains. So cry in the night, what ship and where bound? All bound where you are come from. Loitering aimless at the weighhouse, a storm on the roof of the Balking Christian Institute, beyond McEachern's memorial cross, the medieval intricacy of stone, heavenward mystery uncommented on, over the clash of rigging and the lash of harboured waves. The captain's pacing blue among the casual knots of crew, pausing to train an eye on the black well of the weather, and almost, almost saying, we'll go home. Receiving the captains into my home required no preparation. They came with the gait of men accustomed to straddling water and the thin comfort of drunken planking, and rolled themselves politely through the door. There was whisky for one hand and cake for the other, and a window beyond the clock face and the hanging light, and they gathered there before the glass, seeing themselves reflected and remembering the outer space of wind and sea. Let me shake your hands. Goodbye, captains. Be careful out there where you are bound. Perhaps you have forgotten certain dangers, fingers of gloomy shore and the sunken teeth of reefs, and remember there are new lights everywhere. You'll manage, I dare say, but do not tell me where you're going, or I may wish to go with you. A passenger just, no skills to serve you with. Sitting below, hearing the tongues of the sea and the creaking of the skiff's old bones, a boy in the bilgy dark, hunched at a mug of tea. Far from home, my captains, very far from home.